Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, given the dry conditions we've been talking about and the potential crop loss, what's the market doing in terms of reacting to drought news?
Well, you know, with the current supplies, ending stocks, you know, 700 million bushels, right around average for the U.S., just slightly below average for the world, you would expect wheat prices to be lower than they are right now. The drought, I think, has got the market afraid that we're not going to have much of a crop in 2013, and they're going to keep as much wheat as possible in storage. And to a certain degree, I think they're betting on higher prices as you get out into the March, April, May, June, July time periods. Of course, if it rains, then I think we could see prices going down.
Okay, let's hope it does, but we do like those high prices. You're looking ahead at Monday, a new supply and demand report expected. What do you think is going to happen there?
Not very much. I think with the wheat, the market's expecting the ending stocks to be raised slightly for wheat. On corn, they're looking at ending stocks to be about the same, maybe slightly higher. On soybeans, maybe a little bit lower ending stocks. On the world, level corn stocks, level soybean stocks, and not much change in wheat stocks. So Monday, minor changes, but not much happening.
And speaking of not much happening, that old sideways pattern sticking around.
We still have that sideways pattern. We're on the bottom side of that. Like I said, if we get some moisture, we could break it. You know, we're in a holiday time period. Not much happening in the markets right now. And I don't think much is going to happen until we get out into maybe mid-January as the market is looking at wheat coming out of dormancy and to see how much moisture we've received in that time period.
Okay. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.